Today's passage is about a lament.
今天的经文讲到一首哀歌。
A lament, also called a dirge, is a sad song.
哀歌也是叫挽歌，是首悲伤的歌。
So to get everybody into the mood, I would like to begin today's sermon with one of a very popular lament song.
那让我们来听一首非常受欢迎的这个哀歌。
Often sung in funerals, this song is called Danny Boy.
那它常在丧礼上播放，就叫做 Danny Boy.
And this version is sung by Evan Cassidy.
那这个版本是由Evan Cassidy 唱的。
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
It's hard to say why this song Danny Boy is so successful.
那很难解释为什么这首歌呢这么受欢迎。
It's not just the melancholic tune.
不只是它忧伤的这个旋律。
Because this tune, also called known as a Londonderry air, has been around for hundreds of years without ever going beyond its Irish roots.
那因为这曲呢也是一个爱尔兰曲，就是 Londonderry air， 它也只在爱尔兰流传。
It's not really also the lyrics.
那也不只是因为它的词。
Because if you were to ask everybody, what does it mean?
那因为如果你想问大家它的意思是什么呢？
You get all kinds of fuzzy answers.
大多数人都不会很清楚。
Nobody is exactly sure what exactly is this story of this Danny Boy.
那没有人清楚 Danny Boy 的故事。
And even interviewing the songwriter himself yields very little.
那就连你访问这个写歌的人呢，也没有。也没有用。
Yet when I asked around,
但当我到处去问的时候
，many tell me that this is one of their favorite songs.
很多人都跟我说，这是他们最喜爱的歌的一首歌之一。
So it seems like the appeal of this song lies in its generic expression of this longing sentiment.
那我想它吸引人之处呢，应该是因为它表现了这个期盼。
There is sadness.
有悲伤。
But it's sadness that is mixed with love and hope.
但是也掺杂了这个爱与希望。
We were given this imagery of this person that is waiting in vain.
那我们看到了这个白等的这个画面。
Yet despite this, the singer continues to call out to Danny.
但虽然如此呢，歌手仍然呼唤着 Danny.
And at that moment, it seems like this is true love because it persists and never ends.
它比喻着这个真爱永恒不朽。
In today's passage.The Lord asked Ezekiel to also sing a lament.
那在今天的经文里呢，神就叫以西结唱一首哀歌。
And Ezekiel, you know, he has prophesied with visions.
那以西结的这个预言呢，充满了远见。
And he has prophesied using drama.
富戏剧性。
And he also prophesied using stories.
也富有故事性。
Today is another of his creative methods of communication.
那这一次呢，他就以歌曲来表达。
And this time he uses a sad song.
他就用了一首哀歌。
We have no way to know the original tune that he used.
那我们无法知道他所用的这个原曲。
But thankfully, we have preserved the lyrics.
那幸好我们却保留了他的词。
In these lyrics, it includes two metaphors.
那词里呢就用了两个比喻。
The first metaphor is about a lioness and her cubs.
那第一个就有关这个母狮还有他的小狮子。
And then it's followed by a metaphor about a vine.
再来就是这个葡萄树的比喻。
Now we must ask, why were these two specific metaphors used for Ezekiel's lyrics?
那为什么会选择这两个比喻呢？
I believe that these two were the original metaphors to the divine right of Judah's kingship.
那我相信因为他们是这个神授的权利所用的比喻。
Now the divine right of Judah's kingship refers to the kings of Judah being given a God-ordained right to rule.
那神授的权利呢，指的是这个犹大的君王，授予统治的神圣职。
Now the Jews of the southern kingdom of Judah will no doubt be very familiar with this one story.
那这个南犹大人的这个犹太人呢，应该很熟悉这个故事。
So the story began when their forefathers Jacob he was dying.
那就在雅各临死时。
And as Jacob was dying, he gathered his 12 sons.To him for his final blessing.
那他就聚集了他这十二个儿子来领受他的祝福。
In a way, this was Jacob's prophecy for the 12 tribes of Israel.
那这也是他对这个以色列的十二个族的这个预言。
And when he came to Judah, his fourth son.
那当他来到这他第四个儿子犹大时。
This was his prophecy.
这是他的预言。
He said.Judah, your brother will praise you, and your hand will be on the neck of your enemies, and your father's sons will bow down to you.
犹大，你弟兄们必赞美你，你手臂捏住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。
You are a lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares rouse him?
犹大是个小狮子。我儿啊，你抓了时便上去，你屈下身子，卧如公狮，尊如母狮，谁敢惹你？
The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his feet, until he who to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nation shall be his.
那瓦必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。
He will tether his donkey to a vine, his coat to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, and his robes in the blood of grapes.
那犹大把小炉宣在葡萄树上，把炉居宣在美好的葡萄树上。他在葡萄酒中洗了衣服，在葡萄汁中洗了袍褂。
So in Jacob's prophecy, we find this very familiar metaphors of lions and vine.
那在雅各的预言里呢，我们就看到了这个狮子与葡萄树相同的隐喻。
Judah is the lioness bearing regal cubs.
那犹大是怀有尊贵的小狮的母狮。
Judah is also the vine that secures the royal mount.
那犹大也是宣着小炉的葡萄树。
It is its fruits coloring the royal garments.
那它的果实的颜色呢，染了王袍。
And sandwiched between these two metaphors of lions and vine.We find this very important verse.
那在这两个隐喻间是个重要的节。
He says, "The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet."
瓦必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间。
This implies that the kingship of Judah will be forever.
那这意示着这个犹大的这个王权呢，将是永恒的。
Of course, it will be many generations before these people who hear, you know, this prophecy from Jacob will come to appreciate this prophecy.
那当然，犹太人呢，只会在雅各的之后这好几代才会了解这预言。
In 1010 BC, it started promisingly with the great King David, the rightful king from the tribe of Judah.
那在公元前1010年呢，就有这个大卫王。
It then continued strongly with King Solomon.
那接着就是所罗门王。
A king that was so famed for his wisdom that, you know, rulers from all nations would come to learn from him.
那他是一个其他君王也要向他学习的这个君王。
Though the kingdom would later be divided into two,
虽然王国后来会一分为二。
The southern kingdom of Judah is a far cry from this northern kingdom of Israel.
那以色列的这个南部呢，犹大的这个王国呢，远远超越了以色列的北部。
The northern kingdom was beset with royal assassinations, coups, and civil war.
那以色列的北部呢，充满了这个暗杀、政变和内战。
Such that there were nine different dynasties in the northern kingdom.
那因此这个以色列的南部呢，就有九个不同的朝代。
Nine different dynasties before it finally fell to the Assyrian Empire.
那过了九个朝代呢，才落入这个亚述帝国。
Judah, instead, this southern kingdom, continued to possess one solid line of Davidic kings.
那犹大却拥有杰出的君王。
It survived even the onslaught of the mighty Assyrians.
它也敌过了这个强大的亚述人的猛攻。
Therefore, in the minds of the Jews, this is an unbreakable dynasty.
因此，对于犹太人来说呢，这是个牢不可破的朝代。
And through many centuries, it overcame, for example, the usurpations of Athaliah, the unfortunate death of Josiah, even overcoming a recent siege by the Babylonians.
那百年来呢，他就经历了这个亚达利亚的篡夺，约西亚的死和最近这个巴比伦人的围攻。
Jacob's prophecy has proven miraculously true.
那雅各的预言呢，奇迹般的准确。
This kingship was divinely ordained.
王权是神授的权利。
And the reign of Judah never ceased.
那犹大的统治呢，不会结束。
And so to a people that is so entrenched in their belief,
那对于这些这么根深蒂固的信念，
how would Ezekiel wake them from their slumber?
那以西结要如何唤醒他们呢？
How would Ezekiel wake them from their dreams?
以西结要如何将他们从美梦中唤醒呢？
Ezekiel sings a sad song.
以西结唱一首悲哀的歌。
Using the very imageries that have given them so much faith.
他用的是给予他们这么多信心的这个景象。
In the first metaphor of lions,
在第一个隐喻中
，Yes, the lioness have given birth to many regal cubs.
母狮生了许多帝王小狮。
But instead of ruling with benevolence, these lions they have become man eaters.
但他们却学会了这个抓食而吃人。
And for their violence, they must be trapped and killed.
那因为他们的暴力，他们必须被杀。
The Jews witnessed this for themselves in the fateful plagues of Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim.
那犹太人呢，就看到了这个约哈斯和约雅敬的下场。
One died in Egypt, the other discarded over the city walls.
那一个就死在埃及，另一个被抛过城墙。
And so the lioness Judah waits in vain for their return.
那母狮就等待着他们的归来。
His roar was heard no longer in the mountains of Judah.
使他的声音在以色列山上不再听见。
In the second metaphor of the vine,
在第二个隐喻中
，Yes, the vines of Judah has enriched and empowered many generations of Judah leaders.
那犹大的这个葡萄树呢，富足和授权了世代的君王。
But now it has been uprooted.
但现在它却被拔起。
And now dehydrated in the desert.Its death is its only destiny.
那如今在于旷野干旱无水之地必死无疑。
Ezekiel saw Jehoiachin being uprooted and exiled to Babylon.
那以西结看见这个约雅金流离到巴比伦。
And now the decay and death of this puppet king Zedekiah is only a matter of time.
那这个傀儡王呢西底家也将腐败于死亡。
So proud lions and magnificent vines they may have once been.
那这些壮狮子和茂盛的葡萄树呢，却大势已去。
The time has come for these to come to an end.
他们将会结束。
So those who believe that this kingship was a divine right.
那对于那些认为这王权是神授的权利的
，Ezekiel pronounced that their fortunes are over.
那以西结就宣告他们的运气已经结束了。
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
As I was preparing this sermon,
那当我在准备这讲道时
，I wondered just how hard it is. This must be for Ezekiel.
我想到这对以西结呢是多么的艰难。
Judah was his motherland.
犹大是他的家园。
Far away in Babylon.
那他远在巴比伦。
Absence only makes the heart grow fonder.
一定倍加思牵思乡。
It would be easy for Ezekiel to stick on to a blind conviction that no matter what, this Davidic line will never end.
那要盲目的认定这个犹大王权不会灭亡呢，一定是比较容易的。
After all, there was the prophecy of his forefather Jacob.
毕竟有先驱雅各的这个预言。
And throughout history, the miraculous stroke of luck, you know, time and time again.
那一而再的奇迹。
They have in Judah there was the sacred land, the holy temple, the eternal covenant.
那犹大里有圣地，圣洁的神殿和永恒的契约。
And so for each and every year that Judah managed to endure and stay alive, you know, it must be harder and harder for Ezekiel to let go.
那犹大越是持续下去呢，以西结就越难放下。
But Ezekiel must stick to his calling as God's prophet.
但以西结必须尽他先知的责任。
He must believe the unbelievable.
他要相信难以置信的。
And he must speak the unspeakable.
也要言不能以言语所表达的。
The rule of Judah is dying and will soon come to an end.
犹大的统治即将结束。
And so Ezekiel sings a lament for his country.
那因此以西结就为他的国家唱一首哀歌。
It is a funeral song for his own people.
为他的人民所唱的丧礼歌。
And a dirge for his own family.
为他的家人所唱的悲伤的歌。
He sings of the sorrowful weight of, you know, a broken-hearted mother.
他唱出这个母亲苦苦的等待的心情。
A heart that is twice broken.
他两度心碎的心情。
He sings of this tree that is dying.
他唱出一棵枯死的树。
The strength fading, the fruits shriveling, and the life receding.
他失去力量，果实干枯，以及渐渐死去。
These are familiar themes, you know, present in many songs, including the one that we have heard from Danny Boy.
那这些是熟悉的题材，就连 Danny Boy 中也有唱到。
I believe it must be especially impactful for the Jews because when they hear this song, they are reminded of the prophecy from Jacob.
那我相信犹太人呢，在想到雅各的预言时，在听到这首歌将更加有冲击。
Oh, how they once lived through these days of glory.
他们尝过了辉煌的日子。
And now Ezekiel is leading them to mourn for his demise.
那如今以西结就带领着他们哀悼他的衰退。
This, brothers and sisters,This is the courage of a prophet.
那弟兄姐妹，这就是先知的勇气。
Ezekiel's integrity must remain, even though he must give up his most treasured possession.
那以西结虽然得放弃他最宝贵的东西，但他仍然得保持正直。
On this day, he must give up his national identity.
他得放弃他这个国民统一性。
I have two reflections to today's passage.
那我对今天的经文有两个反应。
Firstly, though the fate of Judah, you know, you might say, oh, Judah is far removed from us Singaporeans.
那第一就是虽然这个犹大的命运呢和我们新加坡人毫无相干。
But the cycle of life is true for them as it is for us.
但生命的过程呢是对于他们以及我们是相同的。
In our transient lifespan, many things seem to be very lasting because we have never seemed to live without them.
那在我们短暂的这个生命里呢，很多事情因为我们一直都拥有着，所以就像是永恒的。
We think that the church will always be here.
那我们认为教会就永远会存在。
We think that our ministry will always perpetuate as it should be.
那我们的教会会永远存在。
我们的事工。
事工。
And our family will remain faithful to God as our family tradition will dictate.
那我们的家庭也会永远忠诚于神。
But these are illusions of permanence.
但这些都是永久的错觉。
When we assume anything to be a divine right, then we start taking it for granted.
那当我们认定这些都是神授的权利时呢，我们就会认为是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, there is no divine right.
弟兄姐妹，世上并没有神授的权。
Not even the kingdom of God has a divine right to exist.
就连神的王国呢，也没有神授的权利存在。
It is only there by the grace of God.
那它的存在呢，就只因为神的恩典。
I wish for all to always serve and enjoy this church.
那我希望大家侍奉并享受这教会。
But this church only exists to live out its calling.
但教会的存在呢，只是为了他的使命。
And all this can end easily when God is tired of our sloth or pride.
那当神厌倦了我们的骄傲与懒惰时呢，他将会轻易的结束。
Similarly, our ministry will have its days of glory and its days of decline.
那同样的，我们的事工呢，也会有兴盛与衰退的日子。
We greet not the good days, and we envy not greener pastures during the days of hardship.
那我们不贪图好日子。那有困难时呢，也不羡慕别人。
I wish to be thankful for each day that I can give my fair share in my ministry.
那我感恩于我所能付出的一切。
As for my family, I'm a third generation Christian.
我的家庭中呢，我是第三代的基督徒。
I'm reminded of my late grand aunt who first brought my father and uncles to church.
我记得我过世的这姨婆呢，带着我的父亲和叔叔来到教会。
But for though we have this long stay in Jubilee, there is no guarantee that all this will always continue.
但我们在禧年堂的这个日子不能保证会持续。
I say again, there is no divine right.
我再重复，没有神授的权利。
Not even a divine right for a pastor's kids to be always good Christians.
那牧师的孩子呢，也不一定会是好的基督徒。
Let's therefore take nothing for granted.And always cherish every moment to do the right thing.
那因此我们不该这个视以为然，应该珍惜每个做正确的事的时机。
And this is my second reflection.
我的第二个反应是
，It is only when I truly come to terms with death that I appreciate what is life.
只有当我真正能面对这死亡时，我才能欣赏生命。
Let me say this again. It's only when I truly come to terms with death that I appreciate what is life.
那只有当我真正能面对死亡，我才能欣赏生命。
In a way, it's good for the prophecy of Jacob to die.
那雅各的这个预言死亡呢，其实是件好事。
The worship of the Jews is becoming no different from idolatry.
那犹太人的崇拜呢，已经渐渐的成为这个偶像崇拜。
Instead of honoring the inhabitant of the temple, they are now honoring the temple itself.
那与其敬拜这神殿里的神呢，他们却敬拜神殿本身。
Instead of trusting in the provider of kingship, they are now trusting in the divine right to kingship itself.
那与其相信这个王权的供应者，他们却相信神授王权的权利。
And so this vision of this divine kingship, it must die.
因此这景象必须死亡。
And Ezekiel therefore sings of his death.
而以西结就唱到他的死。
The people of God must experience the pain.
那神的子民呢，必须尝尽痛楚。
The loss,
失落
，and even the abandonment,
和被遗弃。
And from this, they learn that there is no divine right.
他们才能学到没有所谓神授的权利。
And therefore, the kingship of Judah lay dead for centuries before God.Perform his act of creation once again.
那因此犹大的王权死了几百年后，神才重建。
This kingdom is eventually restored, and we know its king is Jesus Christ.
那这国度被复原，而他的国王就是耶稣基督。
From earlier sermons, we are familiar with Jesus as the true vine.
那我们从之前的讲道呢，知道耶稣被比喻为成葡萄树。
Today, I wish to focus on Jesus.As the lion of Judah.
那今天我要说的是耶稣是犹大的狮子。
In Revelation chapter 5, it says, See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed, referring to Jesus.
启示录第五章第五节，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜。
He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
能以展开那书卷，掀开那七印。
Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。
Okay. When Zedekiah was killed and Jehoiachin was exiled in Babylon, the Davidic line seems to be terminated for good.
那当西底家被杀，约雅金被驱逐到巴比伦，大卫王国像是要灭亡。
And the dynasty has ended, and the hopes and dreams of this kingdom of God has also died along with it.
王朝结束，神的国度的希望与梦想也灭亡。
But in Revelations, we see that this is not totally so.
但在启示录中呢，我们就知道并非如此。
And the angel of God has revealed that the lion of Judah is very much alive.
那天使透露犹大的狮子活着。
This lion of Judah refers to Jesus who has triumphed over sin and death.
犹大的狮子指的是战胜罪孽与死的耶稣。
But this lion of Judah is far beyond in nature compared to all the previous lions, even David.
那但这只犹大的狮子的本性呢，却远超于之前的狮子，包括大卫。
For when John looked at this new lion of Judah,He didn't see a lion. He saw a lamb that was slain.
当约翰看见这只犹大的狮子时，他看见的是一只被宰杀的羔羊。
The lion was revived and the kingship was restored.
狮子复活，王权复位。
But this lion was no man-eater at all.
但这狮子并不吃人。
Instead, it sacrificed itself like a lamb.
那相对的，它就像羔羊一样牺牲了自己。
The previous lions, they were judged for their violence and their idolatry.
那之前的狮子呢，被凭暴力和崇拜偶像。
But we know that this new lion, Jesus, his reign will be eternal.
但我们知道这只狮子耶稣的统治会是永恒的。
He is the true king who is fully obedient to God, and for that he will be enthroned forever at the right side of God.
那他是听从神的真正君王。因此永远坐在神的右边。
It is only when I come to terms with death that I appreciate what is life.
那只有当我真正面对死亡，我才能欣赏生命。
Having known the total destruction of the kingdom of Judah and the total destruction of this line of kings, I now fully appreciate this renewed kingship that comes through Jesus Christ.
那当我知道犹大的这个王国和他的国王被摧毁，我才能真正欣赏耶稣基督重新的王权。
And our response to this must be true worship.
那我们的反应应该是真正的崇拜。
And in worship we cry out to the Lion of Judah.
在崇拜中，我们向犹大的狮子呼喊。
We say, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.
曾被杀的羔羊是配的权柄、丰富、智慧、能力。尊贵荣耀颂赞的。
To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。Amen.
Roman, let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you because through death.And resurrection, we now have this eternal kingship in Jesus Christ. Teach us, your children, your people, to be fully obedient and to abide in worship to our Lord Jesus Christ. In all this, we pray in Jesus' name, Amen. Let us respond to God's.